This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Rescue workers searched flood-ravaged parts of Germany and Belgium for survivors on Saturday as the death toll from this week's burst rivers and flash flooding continued to climb. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The German president visited the scene of some of the worst flooding in the town of Erpstadt near Cologne, where the disaster killed at least 43 people. We mourn with those that have lost loved ones. Their fate is ripping our hearts apart, he said. These floods are the country's worst natural disaster in more than half a century. Hundreds of people are still missing. Over the past several days, the floods have cut off entire communities from power and communications. In Belgium, the death toll rose to 27 lives, according to the National Crisis Center, which is coordinating the rescue efforts. Emergency services in the Netherlands also remained on high alert as overflowing rivers threatened towns and villages throughout the southern province of Limburg.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. A rapidly growing wildfire south of Lake Tahoe forced the evacuation of a mountain town and the cancellation of an extreme bike ride through the Sierra Nevada Saturday, leaving thousands of riders and spectators stranded and rushing to flee the area. AP's Julie Walker reports.
The Tamarack Fire just south of Markleyville, close to the California-Nevada state line, is 0% contained as of Saturday, where the death ride had to be evacuated. California's Beckwith Fire continues to grow, but so does containment. Another growing fire, Oregon's Bootleg, the country's largest, continues to grow at more than 280,000 acres as of Saturday afternoon, with less than a quarter containment. Meteorologist Chuck Redmond says upcoming weather isn't helping.
We're going to see explosive fire growth. The fire has a good chance to get up and run because of those strong winds and low humidities.
I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. Iran's deputy foreign minister said Saturday that the nuclear deal negotiations in Vienna must await Iran's new administration of President-elect Ibrahim Raisi to begin. Abbas Araghchi said, "We're in a transition period as a democratic transfer of power is underway in our capital. Vienna talks must thus obviously await our new administration." A diplomatic source had said on Wednesday that Iran is not prepared to resume negotiations on coming back into compliance with the 2015 nuclear deal until Raisi's administration has begun. And politicians and representatives of the Taliban met in Doha Saturday amid an escalation in fighting that has sent thousands fleeing from their homes. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
On Saturday, negotiators for both sides were meeting in Doha and calling for peace. Two decades of conflict have taken a turn for the worse as US-led international forces withdraw and the Taliban launches offensives around Afghanistan. It's taken districts and border crossings while encircling provincial capitals. The UN estimates 270,000 Afghans have been displaced inside the country since January, bringing the number of people forced from their homes to more than 3.5 million. Negotiators have been meeting in Doha since last September, but they've failed to make substantive progress with time running out before the foreign troops full exit by September the 11th.
That's Reuters' David Doyle. Gunmen abducted at least 60 people in northwestern Nigeria after riding motorbikes into five villages. Nigeria is battling an increase in armed robberies and kidnappings for ransom, mainly in northwestern areas where thinly stretched security forces often fail to stop the abductions. Shockfest Titan took home the top Palme d'Or prize at Cannes on Saturday, revealed early at the closing ceremony in an embarrassing slip-up by jury president Spike Lee. French director Julia Ducournau is only the second woman to scoop the directing prize for a movie that was one of the wildest, sexiest, and most violent ever shown at the Cannes Film Festival. Lee, the first black man to lead the jury, read out the winner at the very start of the prize ceremony, rather than introducing the first award of the night for best actor.
I messed up. Simple as that, and I apologize. They said forget about it, Spike, so that means a lot to me.
American Caleb Landry-Jones won the Best Actor Award. Little-known Norwegian actress Renate Reinsve won Best Actress for her role in Worst Person in the World. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.